From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Protesters opposed to U.S. President Donald Trump's controversial policy of separating migrant families are descending on towns and cities across the country for a day of action. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Under the blazing sun in New York City, protesters are marching across the Brooklyn Bridge to a rally. More than 600 marches today could draw hundreds of thousands of people across the country, liberal activists, parents, and first-time protesters, all motivated by accounts of children separated from their parents at the U.S.-Mexico border, are rallying to press President Trump's administration to reunite the families quickly. I'm Julie Walker.
The Trump administration says a judge's ruling requiring the government to reunite migrant children and the families who were separated at the U.S. border could result in the children being detained longer than currently allowed. He said the government will not separate families but detain families together during pendency of immigration proceedings when they are apprehended at or between ports of entry. Families could be expected to be detained for months or even years due to the thousands of immigration cases already backlogged in the court system. A federal court settlement known as the Flores Agreement does not allow detained minors to be held for more than 20 days. Afghanistan's president says the government's unilateral ceasefire with the Taliban has come to an end. Ashraf Ghani said Saturday the ceasefire is over and the Afghan security and defense forces are allowed to restart their military operations. The unprecedented suspension of insurgent hostilities had come in response to a week-long Afghan government ceasefire that was later extended for 10 days. This is VOA News. U.S. President Trump is denying any immediate plan to withdraw the United States from the World Trade Organization, but asked if he intends to pull the United States from the only global international organization dealing with the rules of trade between nations. Mr. Trump replied, "Not at this point, but they have to treat us fairly." Meanwhile, Canada is hitting back against President Trump's tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum. AP's Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
Canada's announced more than $12.5 billion in tariffs on some U.S. goods in what Foreign Minister Chrystia Freeland calls a reciprocal yet regrettable response.
We will not escalate, and we will not back down.
Some of the tariffs are designed to have a political impact in Washington. Among other items, Canada's putting them on yogurt and whiskey, coming from the home states of Congress's top two Republicans. Freeland announced the taxes not long after the president boasted about stopping other nations from ripping off the U.S.
We're going to be the smart country again, not the stupid country.
Sagar Magani at the White House.
The UN High Commissioner for Human Rights is calling for an end to the fighting in Daraa in southwest Syria, warning of humanitarian catastrophe. Lisa Schlein reports from the UN in Geneva.
The United Nations says thousands of people are fleeing the escalating violence in Daraa. But it warns civilians caught in the battle between Syrian and rebel forces are likely to be trapped in the governorate because Jordan has closed the border, cutting off their main escape route. The High Commissioner spokeswoman Liz Throssell tells VOA that is very worrying.
The real concern is that we're going to see a repetition of what we saw in Eastern Ghouta, the bloodshed, the suffering, the civilians being held, being under a siege.
The UN Human Rights Office has documented at least 46 civilian deaths, including children, since fighting erupted 11 days ago. The agency believes the true figure is probably higher. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Militants armed with guns and explosives attacked the headquarters of an African military task force in central Mali, killing two soldiers and one civilian. The attackers detonated a car packed with explosives, destroying the entrance to the G5 headquarters Friday, and then entered the compound firing the guns. The assault comes shortly before French President Emmanuel Macron and leaders from the G5 countries are set to meet at an African Union summit Sunday. Nearly a week has gone by since a group of boys and their soccer coach, who had gone exploring in a sprawling cave complex in northern Thailand, were last heard from, but their families received words of encouragement from the country's prime minister. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.